George Floyd's family is planning to march with community leaders in Houston today. Floyd was a Christian who was involved in mentoring young men in the city's third ward before moving to Minnesota a couple years ago. His funeral is set for a week from today in Houston. Joining us now is Patrick Anguolo, lead pastor at Resurrection Houston. He plans to march today. Pastor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and our condolences to you. I know it's been just over a week since your friend died at the hands of police in Minneapolis. What's on your mind today as you and your local community get ready to march for George Floyd?
I think before we can get to the repentance of racism as a country, we want to lament and grieve and process through the pain, and but then also the celebration of the life of somebody who meant so much to so many people. I didn't know the full scope of the influence that he had outside of our particular community, but man, just the outpour of support from people all across the country, it looks like he meant a lot to a lot of people.
What do you remember about him? You've known him for years now.
I remember him being a gentle giant, being protective. When I first started to do ministry in the CUNY Homes housing project, I needed allies and particularly somebody who could open doors and serve as a gateway to meeting other people. I could knock on 50 doors and maybe 50 people answer. He can come out of the house and 100 people would come out of the house. He had that type of influence. And for him to be so and I remember his hospitality, for him to be so hospitable to the work that we were doing and then to let the community know in seen and unseen ways that we were okay. We are not to be suspicious of us, that we mean well, even if we bump into you know, things we may not know of.
What would he think, do you think, of these large protests across the country, some that have turned violent?
I think he would be first empathetic with the fact that people are tired of every 2 weeks a new hashtag. But he would probably also, while understanding, also want to make sure that a constructive, active nonviolent movement that, and however long it takes, that would see that justice would be done not only in his case, but that there is a fundamental overhaul of what we call the white supremacist machine, that there is some type of repentance in these not yet to be United States from the sin of racism.
You've said that what we're seeing now when it comes to the reaction to George Floyd's death will knock Rodney King out of the water. What did you mean by that?
So I think we're at an inflection point in our nation's history. And I think George's death serves as that inflection point, that either, in the words of the scripture, we're going to master this sin of racism, or it's going to master our country. Those fault lines have been there since the country's inception, and I just think it's coming to a head. You hear the climate from well-meaning people from all parts of the ethnic spectrum who are tired one way or another, and they want to see something new happen. And in the words of King, I think we're either moving towards chaos or we're moving towards the beloved community.
Well, and what did you think of what we all saw last night with the president clearing out the protesters with National Guard troops away from the White House with tear gas, peaceful protesters moved away so that he could go across the street to a church and hold a Bible up for the cameras?
Well, I must admit, I am not a Democrat or Republican. I'm a theocrat. And so, of course, I love the Bible and God's word, but what I saw was a mocking of God. And I just think that too often in this country, we've wrapped Christianity and the flag, and have called it Christianity. And I think, man, the church has to stand up in its prophetic role to stand outside of power and say, man, President Trump, we pray for you, but what you did was wrong. You used God, his name, his word. You took it in vain, and you used his word to enact violence, state-sponsored violence on people who were citizens. And so, man, we would just call the president himself to repentance.
That is Patrick Ngwolo, who is the lead pastor at Resurrection Houston. He knew George Floyd and will be marching today in his honor. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.